I'm Kirk Leeds. I'm the CEO of the Iowa Soybean Association. Well, the great thing about the Farm Progress Show is we get a lot of visitors to talk about the breadth of our programs, from our research programs to our international marketing programs to our policy initiatives on the non-checkoff side. We have soy foods here as well, and certainly our environmental programs are all issues that farmers want to talk about. The big issue here at the Farm Show this year, I think, from soybeans is SDS. Lots of farmers dealing with sudden death syndrome.
A lot of the soybeans that are grown here wind up overseas, international markets. Has to be a big part of what's on their mind lately. Characterize the importance of international markets.
Well, here at the show, I had the opportunity yesterday to talk to a group of Iowa legislators as part of the Department of Economic Development luncheon to really try to make sure people understand how important these ag exports are. In our case, in soybeans' case, every other row of soybeans is exported. So about 55% of the total U.S. crop this year is going to be exported, certainly in a very important part of it. It means jobs. It means higher prices. The issue or the country that everybody's focused on, of course, is China. And we just got back from China about 2 weeks ago. China this year will import from the U.S. equivalent to all of Iowa's production and half of Illinois. So if you think about how important that market is, it's 1.5 times Iowa's production is going to one international market, and that's China. There's other markets, of course, that are important, but China's the one everybody's talking about.
Is there anything currently that seems to be impeding international marketing on soybeans?
Trade agreements. This administration is not yet focused on signing some existing trade agreements that have been negotiated. We don't seem to have the commitment to a WTO approach. You know, all of the population growth in the world and all the income growth in the world doesn't do us any good if we don't have access to these markets. And we've got to get serious. If we're really going to try to double exports from the United States, we've got to get serious about trade agreements. And that's an area this administration needs to get more focused on.
If all of these trade agreements were dealt with, what would that mean to growers? Do you have any numbers on what would happen?
Well, it varies. There's, you know, some will talk about $1 billion in Colombia alone. South Korea is an important market for us. There are still some limitations on taking soybeans into South Korea. You're talking in the tens of millions of bushels of soybeans that would get in there a lot easier, and at a price that would be more competitive with South America. So, you know, you could be talking easily several hundred millions of bushels of soybeans from the United States that we could export if we had better trade access.
There is also continued and increasing talk about opening up trade or liberalizing trade with Cuba. What would that mean?
Well, Cuba's not a large population center, but it's a market that we're not getting simply because we're not trying, in the sense of we're not allowed to do it because of the embargoes. It's a market that's ours for the taking because it's logistically in our back door, and we certainly would get a lot of that market. It's not a large market now because it's so devastated. You know, the livestock industry they have there is not very sophisticated at this point, but they need more vegetable oil. That would probably be the first thing we'd be able to get into Cuba that we're not able today, is to get soybean oil into there, because that's the first thing you usually add to diets is vegetable oil. So that would be huge. Over time, we'd get more meal in there, but probably the biggest growth opportunity is to get meat products into Cuba. I just think it's important that farmers understand the importance of international marketing. You know, we grow a lot of soybeans. We certainly are appreciative of the livestock industry here. But if you look at population growth and combine that with income growth around the world, the future as it relates to soybean demand is internationally. We got to make sure we have the resources and the capacity to meet that need.